Hi, my name is Kurt Wallhuter, and this is My Sixth Sense Worth on the Senior Sales Tax Exemption. All our lives, we have toiled and worked hard, making decisions with our eye towards the future by making investments. Some of our choices were good, some maybe not so good. We bought homes and raised our families in them. We gave them a good education along with recreational opportunities, but these did not come without a cost. We also sacrificed our time and money to give our children the best place to grow up in. And when they went out to make their own way, some left to explore different opportunities, and others stayed and raised their families. Whichever path they chose, we can rest assured we gave them every chance to succeed. My hope still is Petersburg will continue to be as good of a place to live in the future as it was while they were growing up. This is what attracted myself, along with many other young families, to stay in Petersburg years ago. Now let's consider this possible scenario for a moment. One of the largest purchases in a person's life is their home. We buy insurances, we do maintenance, and sometimes we do home improvements to protect our assets. But what are we doing to ensure that when we decide to sell our investments, that there will even be a buyer for them? The Petersburg of the 80s, in the 90s, and even into the mid-2000s is no longer receiving the same amount of funding from the federal and state agencies as we were getting in the past. But instead, we are slowly losing these subsidies, which is contributing to the declining revenues within the borough. The Assembly has been told that they need to tighten their belts to make up for these losses. By cutting the budget would mean losing jobs, reducing services, and maybe all but eliminating recreational opportunities. This will also include cutting educational funding in the future if we lose all of our secured rural schools funding. And with the uncertainties in the salmon industry, looking at the last few years' production, there will be less raw fish tax coming into town. If these scenarios come to pass, this will discourage younger families from moving into town, or even worse, losing the ones we already have. If this also turns out to be true, who will be left here to buy our homes, let alone be here in 50 years to turn the lights out? The current senior tax exemption ordinance is unsustainable. And I was always taught to leave things as good, if not better, than how I found them. For me, that will always be my aim. So on October 2nd, we will all have a chance to decide for ourselves at the ballot box if we are willing to rewrite history to preserve Petersburg as the best place to live and raise a family, or are we going to leave it to others to decide what kind of legacy will be written of us? Thank you for listening, and be sure to get out and vote no matter which way you decide.